Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Colquhoun Museum of American Art on Cape Cod is diving into the history of scrimshaw. If you don't know what that is, you're not alone. It's a largely forgotten form of folk art created by whalemen through the 1800s. The bone or ivory carvings tell stories about everything from female pirates to life at sea. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more.
Whaling was a major industry in 19th century New England. The oil and blubber lit homes across the U.S. The hunt has been dramatized and romanticized in books and films, including Moby Dick.
There she blows! From where to starboard! There she blows! There go flukes!
Sounds exciting, but toiling away on whale ships was grueling, physically and emotionally.
It was a life of long moments of boredom punctuated by moments of terror.
Sarah Johnson is the Colquhoun Museum's executive director.
Sailors were at sea sometimes for months up to years, and there were long periods of downtime in between the whale hunts. This is where the art form of scrimshaw was really developed.
The whalers found a way to express themselves by turning discarded whale bones and teeth into novel canvases. They polished them, then carved intricate images and filled the etched lines with pigment.
They weren't trained as artists. They didn't have any fancy materials. They had just the scraps of the whaling industry, you know, their knives and some lampblack, and out of that they made these incredible objects.
About 200 top-notch examples are on display in the exhibition Scrimshaw, The Whaler's Art. Alan Granby curated the show. He's been collecting scrimshaw for 50 years.
Art embellishes our lives. It wakes us up. It makes us think. Scrimshaw does all that, but it also brings us into history.
100 years on the eastern shore.
Oh, yes, oh.
100 years on the eastern shore.
100 years ago.
Granby says the scrimshaw images are windows into what the young sailors were seeing, feeling, and reading at sea. There are teeth featuring watery landscapes and ships being smashed by giant whale tails. Also portraits of national heroes and loves left behind. A popular 1837 book about pirates inspired a bunch of scrimshanders, as they're called. They copied its image of a mythic 5th century Scandinavian princess turned swashbuckler named Alwilda. There's a primo carving of her in the exhibition.
She's wearing a black tight-waisted jacket with a checkerboard pattern below the waist.
And she wields a curved cutlass sword. With Sarah Johnson's help, Granby unfurls Alwilda's entertaining tale.
She was quite beautiful, and she was quite the target of the young men of the day, and her father wanted her to have nothing to do with them.
So he kind of held her captive in a tower that was supposedly surrounded by snakes. And he informed his daughter that she was to be married to a Danish prince, and she didn't agree with that arrangement.
Finally, she figured out a way to break out of her imprisonment.
As part of her escape, she disguised herself in the clothing of a sailor, of a male sailor.
And joined up with a women's crew and became their captain on a pirate vessel.
It's a great story of female empowerment and adventure.
These days, Alwilda teeth can fetch tens of thousands of dollars at auction. Over the years, Granby estimates he's seen about 20 carvings of Alwilda.
Why are there so many of them? I think because of the romance of the story, the whole concept that fascinates you about a woman pirate fascinates others. It's basically got everything going for it.
Scrimshaw began to disappear as fossil fuels replaced whale oil in the early 1900s. Now people like Granby, who are preserving the art form's past, hope modern folks will give it a chance.
We are doing everything within our power to try to maintain it. Scrimshaw is about as niche a niche as you're going to find, although there are some pretty esoteric things that people collect.
For Sarah Johnson, one takeaway from this exhibition is that the urge to create is in all of us.
And maybe, in fact, when you're in a situation that's dangerous and dirty, that's when you need art the most.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Now clear away the boats, my boys, and after him we'll travel. But if you get too near his tail, he'll kick you to the devil.
Sing and blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. Clear away your running gear and blow your winds, hi-ho.
Oh, first we turn him over, then we tow him alongside, then over with our blubber hooks and rob him of his hide.
Sing and blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. Clear away your running gear and blow your winds, hi-ho.
Then comes the stowing down, my boys. We work both night and day, and we'll get 50 cents apiece. Ain't that a handsome pay?
Sing and blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. Clear away your running gear and blow your winds, hi-ho.
Now our ship is full, we're homeward bound, and soon we're through with sailing. A friendly glass around we'll pass and blast this blubber whaling.
Sing and blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. Clear away your running gear and blow your winds, hi-ho.